It's time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, Toby.
With the clocks having just gone back and now seeing the start of Christmas adverts on TV, we are probably approaching a very stressful time of the year. Elizabeth, what happens in our body when we start to feel stressed?
You may have heard of the fear, fight and flight mechanism, Toby. This is where the body gets ready to react to danger. Now, in prehistoric times, you'd maybe be running away from a wild animal. There's a spike in noradrenaline, amongst other substances, that triggers and flood the body. That causes your heart rate to rise, your mouth becomes dry, muscles are geared ready for action. The opposite effect happens in the gut. I don't know if you remember a time at school at the start of a race where all these mechanisms came into play. Often in modern times, the mechanism is turned on almost permanently. And chronic stress is responsible for so many health problems. It could be high blood pressure, rashes, headaches, poor sleep quality. That's just a few. Even watching or listening to a gripping story on television or radio, that can mean the body is put in the fear, fight and flight state almost quite a long time while that's going on.
And do you have any tips on how to maybe reduce stress at all?
Well, when someone comes into the pharmacy, it will be with a symptom. I often ask what's happening in their life. With a young person, it may be exam pressure, middle age, particularly women, seem to be juggling teenage children, work, elderly patients. And our older patients, through loneliness or frustration and not being able to do the things they used to do, or have been diagnosed with illnesses that seem to, but not always, come with age. Sometimes if they can make a change in lifestyle, for example, we know that exercise is a great stress buster. Of course, be different for different ages, but I was reading about two 70-year-olds who have taken up jogging for the first time. Nutritional aspects can play a part, obviously, if the body's not receiving good, fresh, nutritional food. That can have an effect on general health, and that can be stressful. Another tip is to practice diaphragmatic breathing. Now, this is when you engage your stomach, abdominal muscles, diaphragm when breathing. And this in turn relaxes your body and calms the mind. So I'm just going to practice it right now, Toby. If you're sitting upright,
feet
flat against the floor, then relax into your seat. The moment I'm going to ask you to take a big breath in through your nose. But first, I want you to put your hand on your stomach.
Okay.
Now, as you breathe in, your hand should move out as your stomach is pushed out. So breathe in, stomach pushed out. And then when you exhale slowly through your mouth, your stomach should go back in. Now, many people, when they take a breath, they move their shoulders up and down and find that their stomach stays in the same place. Now, that's shallow breathing. When you do diaphragmatic breathing, you'll find you're much more relaxed. And probably the last tip, Toby, is counselling using CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy. Now, that's talking therapy. That's an example that can deal with a multitude of issues to reduce stress. And that can usually be accessed through your GP.
Oh, some useful tips there. Elizabeth, to slightly change the subject a bit, I believe this week is Pharmacy Week, something which I don't think I've come across before. Could you tell us a bit about Pharmacy Week?
Yeah, sure. This is about the annual Ask Your Pharmacist public awareness campaign. It's the 1st to the 8th of November, and research by the National Pharmaceutical Association found that 39% of people want pharmacies to play a greater role in supporting people, for example, with mental health. 45% see their local pharmacy as their first port of call for minor illnesses, compared to 27% seeing their GP, 17% NHS 111, and 6% A&E. I'm actually surprised at how low the percentage is concerning pharmacies as the first port of call. I believe Scottish figures came out recently suggesting there are 2,000 plus queries across the network every hour. So there are lots of new services in pharmacies, again, Toby, which hopefully will be advertising, telling people about this week across the UK. And hopefully the public will be made aware of these as we go on from here.
Well, as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you once again, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.